Arohana School of Music in Middleton. Is that the right pronunciation, Arohana? In Middleton. And do I need to put the request in?
Nope, we'll just click through this. It's a YouTube video, so again, just show of hands when you've seen enough of this. So Marcus is the first reader on this one, so if you want to get us started.
So again, Arohana in Middleton, they're proposing a series of workshops to demonstrate and teach Carnatic technique, which is a classical yet traditional musical form from South India, and they're proposing to teach that and demonstrate it on the Western clarinet. They're planning to partner with a Carnatic expert, Maestro Ravi Kiran, along with Kyle Knox, who is formerly a Milwaukee Symphony clarinetist. The workshops will be filmed and made available online, and they're proposing to work with a couple students in particular. They're asking for $5,500. 3,000 of that will go to artists, 1,000 to travel, 1,000 to filming and production, 250 to project managing and personnel, and 250 to marketing. So I guess with the strengths and the weaknesses here, so the strengths, taking kind of this traditional art form, putting it in a new context, clearly is meeting the requests of the community. It sounded like from the application that there were direct requests from the community. And the plan to film and make it available online obviously spreads the potential benefits to a much broader audience. In terms of weaknesses that I identified, I had a couple questions about the budget in terms of travel, and then specifically, this was kind of budget slash like cash versus any kind, but the space for the public performance towards the end, the timeline was not super clear, and then I had two bigger questions. One, parts of this felt maybe that it was more appropriate for an apprenticeship, and then my other question is just this gray area of folk art versus classical art, and whether we are to assume that an ethnic art placed in an American context then will count as a traditional art. But again, this is one of those gray areas that is a big question. So that's what I got.
Anika?
I'm the backup person. So I guess the positive was I actually thought the whole notion of translating the traditional classical art to a Western context made sense, right? Since we're talking about sustaining and perpetuating, so you have students who are being trained on clarinet now being able to do whatever technique. So to me, that was a way for maintaining the tradition. But I had a couple questions about the students being able to actually take in or learn. I think this is where you're talking about the apprenticeship idea. Like, who's going to continue to teach the students? students this after the workshop? Is this a sustainable model of learning for them, or is it just like since the idea was to, for the students to be able to use all these techniques and play the clarinet, who's going to then be the one who's going to stay? But I don't know if that's fits with our criteria.
I'll chime in there and say I think that, you know, if it's a question of sustainability and if you have concerns about that, I think that criterion two would be where you would, you know, maybe put those concerns and then, you know, your score should reflect that and all of that.
Okay.
Other comments on that one?
Does anyone else have comments?
The educational, the video component seemed like a very good way to get the information out, but it was not at all, to me, clear how this process would be carried out. Who's doing the taping? How is that information going to get out there? There was also wiggle room in the application that would allow them to charge for that in the future. There was limiting language that mentioned that they might in the future charge for that, and I'd like to hear more about how that might play out. What will this money be used to in the future? Is it going to be revenue stream for the school that will help them sustain, et cetera? The video component to me seemed very important but not well defined.
Josh or Ron, do you have comments on this one?
I'm not exactly sure what my comment is, except that when I look through them, I've seen this is probably the weakest application of the bunch, so I'm not exactly sure how to say that, but that was kind of my reaction to the application.
It's fine to say when we get to each person to say ditto, because I think you three covered a lot of the application. Is that based on, you know, what you've heard from the other three panelists so far?
Well, that kind of reinforced, I guess, how I felt about the application. And I don't know if it's just my nature, but kind of what I do is like weigh the applications against each other in regards to how I felt that they met the criteria and things to that nature. So
yeah, I'd say as long as you're sticking to that criteria and scoring that way, that is fine. Josh, do you have feedback on this one?
I think it's been pretty well covered. I sort of wondered the same thing that Mark was talking about in terms of whether this is like a classical or fine art or a traditional art or it's both. I think I don't know very much about South Indian culture, but I think their, you know, sort of traditional arts are sort of the same as their classical arts in a way that most Western societies are not, which makes it a little bit difficult to judge on that.
I think that's one of the things that I've been kind of sticking on, but I think Anika's absolutely right, but there's a lot to be said for placing this in a new context. I think that's a really, for me, that's very much a strength, but as Josh just said, it gets a little difficult, right, to judge when you have this overlap of classical and traditional and folk, and that just that gray area makes it a little tough.
You all agree.
But, you know, too, and I'm not saying like I'm for or against this application, but I think that on the plus side, right, is the idea of the meaning of the art form to the community. So that's another important part of it. And I think the community is consuming this Carnatic art form techniques aesthetic in a way that they're trying to relate to the heritage or something like that. So I think that makes it, I don't know if that makes it folk, but it makes it, you know, play an important role in that particular way.
Our time is up on this one, but I'll say that both this and Bharatanatyam and the dance form that you'll see in the apprenticeship are art forms that we have traditionally supported through the apprenticeship program. So we do recognize them, whether it falls under that traditional or ethnic scope.